Good evening. Last week on this program, we told you about some of the Chamber of Commerce achievements. We're not going to try to tell you all the Chamber has done during its 40-odd years of life, but there are several other outstanding activities which we need to describe in order to give you a well-rounded picture. Last week, we recalled the Chamber's organization at the time Western Michigan College was located in Kalamazoo. And then we went on to tell you about how it helped get freight rates reduced, assisted in getting the Grand Trunk Lines into Kalamazoo, was in the forefront of the fight for the commission manager form of government in the city, helped organize the Kalamazoo Foundation, was instrumental in getting new recreational facilities, and took the lead in establishing the Farm Bureau and the Kalamazoo Livestock Auction. In order to comprehend the importance of the next major chamber project, let's imagine a busy Kalamazoo business or professional man entering his office 22 years ago. To his secretary, he says,
"Well, good morning, Mary.
Well, what's going on this morning?"
"There are three letters on your desk asking for contributions to local organizations. That's the Boy Scouts and the Merrill Home and the Douglas Community Center. A man from the YMCA is waiting to see you about giving something in their drive. Oh, and a lady called just before you came in asking for an appointment this afternoon. She wants to get your pledge for the Girl Scout campaign."
"Well, that's five organizations in all, knocking at the door and expecting help. And every one of them's worthy. The trouble is, there's so many of them. This afternoon, I've got to solicit some of my friends for the Salvation Army. Why can't all these people get together and pool their drives?"
"Well, that's what a lot of Kalamazooans were asking. Not only business and professional men, but factory workers and clerks and housewives. But it was necessary for someone to take the lead. There were a lot of problems to be worked out. William J. Lawrence was the chamber president that year, and he appointed Dwight Waldo, who was president of the Western State Normal School, as it was called then, to be chairman of a committee to secure agreement from 17 social organizations to join the community chest. Thus, according to the record, this agreement was reached. Charles Campbell became the chamber's chairman for the first drive, and in February 1926, the first budget of $110,000 was raised. The community chest had come into being. Now let's see what the chamber has done in behalf of public buildings in Kalamazoo. According to the record, it was the Chamber of Commerce which put over the campaign for a new county building. The old courthouse, which stood on the present county building site, was an eyesore, old, outmoded, and decrepit. A Chamber of Commerce proposal to build a new one was defeated by the voters. Later on, the chamber tried again. Judge Lynn Mason was made the chairman of a committee this time to put the proposal across, and with the help of his committee, the proposition was sold to the voters and was carried. The result, a fine, modern county building, which constitutes one of the fine features of Kalamazoo's public square. The old Kalamazoo post office, which stood at the corner of Burdick and South, an asset to the community. It was in a location where traffic was congested, and the old building itself was unsightly. According to the record, it was the Chamber of Commerce which worked year in and year out, starting in 1928, to get a new post office for Kalamazoo. And in 1938, the present building on West Michigan Avenue was erected, the old one abandoned and torn down. Several of the projects which we have described cast the chamber in the role of synchronizer. Something needed to be done. Several different interests were involved. Through the chamber, something was got to be was translated into there is. Very often it was a matter of getting different interests, often conflicting, but one depending upon the other, into a huddle and working out some kind of a plan. One of the best illustrations of this was the project of rerouting Highway US 12 to the west and building a new athletic plant for Western Michigan College. In 1938, WPA labor was available to build the athletic fields, and sentiment seemed to be ripe for the new highway. But how in the world were you going to get all the different parties interested in the project to work together? All the following were involved: the State Michigan College, the City of Kalamazoo, the Kalamazoo State Hospital, the American Telephone and Telegraph Company, and the WPA. According to the record, it was the Chamber of Commerce, under the leadership of Dr. S.R. Light that year, which got the parties together, harmonized their plans, got them into writing, and raised $25,000 to get the whole thing underway. The result? A fine, well-lighted highway west of Kalamazoo, with two grade crossings of the Michigan Central, at which several people had been killed, eliminated from the trunk line. Also, Waldo Stadium and Himes Field at Western Michigan College. I've asked President Paul Sandgren of Western Michigan College to appraise what the Chamber did in this project. President Sandgren.